We're going to focus on the real estate sector because a new report from Oxford Business Group says the Dubai property crisis is over. And I'm delighted to be joined on the line by the editorial director of the Oxford Business Group, Peter Grimsich. Peter, thanks very much indeed for joining us.
My pleasure.
So the Dubai property crisis is over. That's a bold statement. How do you back it up?
Well, first of all, we didn't say it. That was a headline put on a story that we did put out, which did not say that the Dubai property crisis was over. What we actually said was that the downward trend seems to be bottoming. And there are clear signs, of upticks in the market all over the place. I mean, not least of which, of course, are the ones, the areas of property alongside the metro, where have been definite increases in the value of property. But we did definitely not say that. I think the Arabian Business put a headline on an article that we wrote, which was wildly exaggerated and does not reflect what was printed underneath it.
It's interesting you say that. So if we look more sensibly and with a more sober light on the Dubai real estate market, a theme we've heard for a while now is selective recovery in the Dubai property market. And that seems to be what you're saying. There are certain pockets of Dubai where the recovery is tentatively taking hold, other parts of Dubai where that seems some way off. What does your analysis tell you about perhaps some of the not less than prime areas of Dubai?
Well, I think first of all, I'm an eternal optimist, and I always see the good before the bad. That does not mean I don't see the bad. It means I see the good before the bad, and there are all sorts of examples of an increase in interest in the Dubai property market. Look at the number of people who are moving back into Dubai who had shifted themselves out for a whole variety of reasons, not least of all because they couldn't afford the increase in rents. And I'm now talking about over the past few years, of course. So we have people coming back in from Sharjah. We've also got an increase in employment opportunities in Dubai, which is lessening the mad traffic rush between 7 o'clock and 8:30 every morning between here and Abu Dhabi. There are signs of people whose leases are ending not being able to negotiate their next annual rent down in a way in which they've been able to do over the past 12 months or 2 years.
Another issue that's been cited in your report is the issue of legislation and the draft investor protection law. How important is this?
I think it's extremely important. One of the difficulties of the Dubai property market, of course, was the fact that it drew in far too many speculators. All sorts of people scraped together the down payment on buying a flat off plan, because in the days of heady inflation of residential prices, they could flip their investment. And in fact, there was one whole development that was due to be canned. And I just can't remember the name of it now, but I remember that the decision had to be reversed because it was so complicated to refund the down payments. Why? Because the down payment on a particular property had been flipped so many times that what was originally maybe a 5 or 10,000 dirham down payment was now being held by somebody who paid 20 or 25,000 for it, until the whole thing was reinstated. Now, the one thing that I think has been the one valuable lesson that's been learned is the need to clear out this kind of mindless speculation, and to put some firm regulation down which will protect not only the buyers but also will discourage the speculators from getting into things in which they have no interest other than trying to make a fast buck. I think it's long overdue, and it will be very good longer term for the entire residential market in Dubai and in fact the whole country.
Peter, it's great to get your views. Thank you very much indeed for sharing them with us. That's Peter Grimsich there. He is the editorial director of the Oxford Business Group.